if you're staying in hospital, it can be a pretty tough experience. But news that the new Griffith Base Hospital is investing in artworks to brighten things up, and even better, they're being created by local artists. Bridget Uren is New South Wales Health Infrastructure Arts Program Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Can I just start by saying what a great gig to have?
I shouldn't gloat, but I probably have one of the best jobs in New South Wales Health. I think it's a deeply, deeply rewarding experience to work with so many talented staff and amazing patients and community groups.
And don't you think it's satisfactory the way we are becoming more aware of the importance of the visual amenity of the places that we have to be in?
Very much so. And I think what's wonderful about the arts program and health infrastructure's commitment to that, it's not just about the aesthetic experience, which of course you do hope is pleasant. However, it's how we ensure communities are part of that experience from its creation through to its completion, so that it really does create those unique and distinct identities. It's not just a cookie cutter. What you get in Griffiths might be the same as, you know, what you get in Sydney. It's not. They're very bespoke to the communities they're seeking to serve and reflect.
And I think that's really important, that people feel invested in their local health service. They feel like they can identify with them.
Very much so. And we do that across a number of different initiatives. And Griffiths is very much around, or its arts integration strategy and the broader design approach as well, of course, is ensuring those different community voices are reflected, be that younger people or older persons or multicultural voices or First Nations voices. There really are multiple ways in which the community can be reflected in this new service.
Yeah. Now, who has been selected to create these pieces of art?
Yeah, well, we're very, very excited to be launching this week the first of two commissions that are going to be a part of the redevelopment. In the emergency department, we've commissioned Elijah Ingram, a proud Wiradjuri man, and multicultural Riverina-based artist Greg Carosi, to work together to create a really colourful artwork within the emergency department arrival area, and also where people will wait, hopefully for a short period of time, and that waiting experience and that sense of arrival to really reflect that multicultural and culturally diverse community that Griffith is so renowned for.
So what was the process like in making that selection? I mean, how many artists, what sort of artists did you have in your purview there?
Well, the same also applies to the second art commission that was awarded to Carolyn Williams, mm-hmm. for the community courtyard and community lounge. So we went through a rigorous process and with community the whole way through. In the first instance, we appointed Narrandra-based creative team, the CAD Factory, who you may be familiar with their work in that area, and they engaged extensively with multiple different groups across Griffith. I think that was really exciting, and that was also supported by the project's arts working group that comprises representatives from the local health district, of course, Griffith Regional Art Gallery, and the local community, health infrastructure as well, and with the Griffith Aboriginal Community Working Party and the Multicultural Council of Griffith. So these different voices have informed what those briefs were and that the CAD Factory developed. That then went through a process of open expression of interest to artists working in or having a relationship to Griffith with a geographical boundary with the Murrumbidgee Local Health District. And we were so thrilled with the responses that we got and just how ecstatic we were when Elijah and Greg were nominated for that body of work, given their close ties to the Riverina, and Carolyn Williams being Griffith-based herself. We're just absolutely thrilled that we would attract such a strong response from artists in the Murrumbidgee Local Health District area and those that could really shape what that arrival point at that new hospital will be. Really, really dynamic use of colour by all three artists, and that sense of arrival will be substantively improved by, you know, really feeling like a friendly, welcoming environment, not just a clinical environment.
And that's really important, isn't it? I mean, in health, you're treating the physical person, but there's also the impact of how they're feeling in themselves in that space, isn't there?
Correct, and that can be different for staff as well as, you know, patients, you know, families and or visitors. I think we've all experienced, you know, that cradle to grave context of, well, sometimes we're absolutely thrilled because we've just had a new baby, and there'll be artworks that will respond, you know, to that joyousness of that euphoric state, to then also when you're grieving for somebody or you're caring for someone over an extended period of time, the joyous nature in which these artists work and the experience of their artworks in these really public spaces, supported, of course, by other initiatives that we're doing in clinical spaces, really do provide a friendly environment to seek and receive the highest quality care. And I think ultimately the artworks, beautiful as they may be, of course, they really do reflect Griffith's strong sense of community.
Yeah. Now, the hospital is still a few years away from opening, so these artists are going to have a bit of leisure to take good time to get this work in place.
Well, I wouldn't say the artists were working with leisurely state. There are so many processes to integrate this into the fabric of the building. It's not like they can, you know, paint a canvas in their studio today and then it gets stuck up on the wall. These are actually integrated within the fabric of the building. So,
there is a bit of pressure on then to get these produced.
Construction is underway, of course. Completion is due for 2025. But the artists now go through a process of detailed design and engagement with various community groups to ensure that the stories and the themes that are in those artworks, you know, carry through. And then they've got to integrate the, you know, at a basic level, you know, an artwork as a concept drawing, then to how it can be integrated into the fabric of the building, so in the glass or in the wall, and the different textures, and particularly for the emergency space, that has to withstand the elements as well. So,
and that's Bridget Uren, who's New South Wales Health Infrastructure Arts Program Director. And like I said to her, what a brilliant job to have. It is 4 minutes away from 10. Let's